give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, what a wonderful service we had together. How grateful I am for our church family and what faithfulness they've showed this week. Being in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. And God did some wonderful things in our midst through the Sword of the Lord Conference and also through our midweek service last night. And we've got the turkeys picked up. And we've got the other ingredients and the rolls. And listen, things are going to come in Sunday morning. And we're looking forward to a wonderful turkey dinner Sunday. This Sunday, November 13. Just a few days away now. I hope you're called. Several of you have, I know. And gotten your reservation in. And told us how many are coming. And I'm looking forward to having you. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Please come up and say hello. And let me meet you. And thank you for listening to the Words to Encourage radio broadcast. And we'll have a delightful meal. All the trimmings, including the pumpkin pie. And then, of course, at 10:30, we have a gospel service. Come at 10:30. You'll get your ticket for the meal. And then right after the gospel service is over, we'll go out and enjoy that meal together in the fellowship hall. So we hope you can join us and enjoy a nice turkey dinner Sunday. And you may win a turkey. We're going to give away some turkeys for you to have for your Thanksgiving meal for Thanksgiving Day. And hopefully you'll be able to get one of those to take home with you and defray some of the cost of that meal for your family. All right? Well, listen, if your Bible's close by, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and beginning in verse number 23. Paul writes, "All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and you be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that which I give thanks? Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Now, usually problems, and I want to talk to you a little bit today about three principles to seek after. Usually things that split churches or do great damage to the cause of Christ are not things that are doctrinal. Certainly, Christians can be as vicious as anyone when they walk after the flesh and not after the Spirit. There's some actual reasons some churches have split. You ready? One church split over the appropriate length of their pastor's beard. Another one split because they were deciding if the clock in the sanctuary or in the auditorium where the church meets should be removed or not. Another one had arguments and had almost had a knockdown, drag-out business meeting over whether they should purchase a weed eater or not. And that was a wacky meeting, huh? But listen, another had a disagreement over the way they should use the term potluck or pot blessing. I mean, just silly, silly things. Now, here in Corinth, they had some contentious issues. And this was whether they should eat food that had been sacrificed to idols. Now, these were believers who'd been comprised of Jews and Gentiles, so their background and their diets were quite different. And so we ask ourselves this question, what factors govern our decision-making when we have differences? What's the best and greatest motivation for making those decisions? I believe there's three principles here that Paul gives to the church at Corinth that would be helpful to us. Three principles to seek for unity among believers and for the church to continue to thrive. Number one, the first principle is this: always seek what is beneficial and constructive. In ancient Greece, Socrates was reputed to be held knowledge in high esteem. One day, an acquaintance met the great philosopher and said, "Do you know what I just heard about your friend?" Hold on a minute, Socrates said. Before you talk to me about my friend, it might be a good idea to take a moment and filter what you're going to say. That's why I call it the triple filter test. He said the first filter is truth. Have you made absolutely sure that what you're about to tell me is true? Well, no, the man said. Actually, I just heard it. All right, said Socrates, so you really don't know if it's true or not. Let me give you the second filter. That's the filter of goodness. Is what you're about to tell me about my friend something good? No, on the contrary. So, Socrates continued, you want to tell me something bad about my friend, but you're not certain it's true. Well, you may still pass the test because there's one more filter, the filter of usefulness. Is what you want to tell me about my friend going to be useful to me? Well, no, not really. Well then, concluded Socrates, if what you want to tell me is neither true, nor good, nor even useful, why tell it to me at all? And that's what Paul meant when he said in verse 23, all things are lawful unto me, but all things edify not. Here he is going over again this thing about food being offered to idols. The church at Jerusalem had already taken care of this. They had told the Gentiles to abstain from four things when they begin to live for Christ. Those four things were food sacrificed to idols, abstain from the blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from immorality. Now, Paul's not going to undermine those teachings. The church had already faced these problems and handled it. And so they talked about the washing of hands and how that would take care of, and they would handle that situation. And then now they're talking about the food that had been sacrificed to idols. The word lawful in verse 23 was the word of choice the Pharisees used to test Jesus. Remember, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? Is it right or is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? So Jesus said, all things, or Paul here says, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. The word expedient means that all things don't bear up. In other words, while all things are lawful, all things don't keep up or carry over or will hold things together for the long run. In other words, there's no lasting personal benefit. So he says, all things edify not. Edify not. Edify is expedient for the long haul, but edification is building up from the bottom up. It's the word we get from a construction of a house, to be a house builder. That's an edifice or edification. And so the Bible says two things build up, charity and faith. Charity and faith. Nobody gets spiritual over food, or nobody becomes more spiritual over food. Whether what you eat isn't going to help you grow spiritually. And so we know, listen, here's the first principle. I want to seek that which is beneficial, good for the long haul, and constructive that'll build up other people. And then secondly, I want to seek the good of others. I want to seek the good of others. And that's verses 24 through 30. I'm not going to seek my own, but every man another's wealth. Another's well-being, as it could read. According to ancient fable, there was a Persian king who wanted to discourage his four sons from making rash judgments. At his command, the eldest son made a winter journey to see a mango tree across the valley. When spring came, the next oldest son was sent on the same journey. The summer following, the third son was sent, and then the youngest son made his visit to the mango tree in the autumn. And then the king called them together and asked each son to describe the tree. The first son said, well, it looked like an old stump. The second disagreed, describing it as lovely, large, and green. The third son declared all its blossoms were as beautiful as roses. The fourth son said, you're all wrong. To him, that was a tree filled with fruit, luscious, juicy fruit, like a pear. Well, each of you is right, said the old king. Seeing a puzzled look in their eyes, he went on to explain, you see, each of you saw the mango tree in a different season. So you all correctly describe what you saw. And the lesson is this, withhold your judgment until you've seen the tree in all its seasons. What a believer supposed to do if somebody invites him for dinner? Did Paul, he advised them to stop eating in the idol's temple. He's already discussed that. And don't partake with demons. And so was food the issue or not? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So he says, all food is good in Romans 14. And no food is unclean in itself. If everything's created by God is good and it's sanctified by the word of God in prayer, as Timothy tells us, then Paul's telling us food is not going to bring us closer to God. And we're no worse if we eat or we are no better if we do. And so he's telling us to be true to your conscience. And there's so much about conscience here, and that'll be another study sometime. But think about a weak conscience and a good conscience and a clear conscience and a defiled conscience and an evil conscience. And so there's all kinds of different things dealing with our conscience as you look through the scripture. But he says in Romans 14, to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. And so I'm not going to do something that will hurt somebody else's conscience. Conscience is the awareness of what is right or wrong. And so I won't do that. And so I'm making sure I follow that second principle, which is I'm seeking the good of others. If they don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it in their presence. And then three, we're to seek the glory of God. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And so make sure we're doing it for God's glory. And it's a superior way to think. Not doing for my glory, not doing it for my good, not doing it for my benefit. He's saying, I'm not just binding you to your conscience or your feelings or your freedom or your brothers and sisters, but I'm binding you to God's glory. Conscience will have its mode, as its ups and downs, its highs and lows, its peaks and valleys. But doing things for God's glory is the greatest and ageless motivation of life. It's the greatest freedom in the world. And Paul didn't limiting that principle to just eating the food sacrificed to idols. But whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. I'm not going to, if eating that eating will cause that weak brother to stumble, it's not just that we disagree, but I'll eat another day and in somebody else's company. I want to bring glory to God. And glory means shine the light on them. All right? So I'm shining the light on God to make God look good. And so by this, remember, by this shall all men know you're my disciples if you have love one to another. And so I want to lift up others in all things, not for my profit, but for the benefit of others. Does everyone seek the glory of God? Is your testimony one that is to please God? Do you say, whether I eat or drink, whatsoever I do, I want to do all to the glory of God? See what's beneficial and constructive. Seek the good of others and seek the glory of God. It was Bach, the composer, who said all music should have no other end and aim than the glory of God and the soul's refreshment. Where this is not remembered, there's no real music, but only a devilish hubbub. Boy, should that be rung out again today, huh? That's why he always headed his compositions, JJ, which was Jesus Juva, which means Jesus, help me. He ended each one of his compositions with SDG, Sola de Gracia, which means to God alone the praise. So he started it with Jesus, help me, and he always ended his compositions with to God alone the praise. Well, I hope you follow those three principles to seek after. Seek what's beneficial and constructive, seek the good of others, and seek the glory of God. Three principles to follow in our life. I hope that's been a help to you. Hope it'll guide you through this Thursday. And we'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And that'll be Friday, and we'll look forward to a great time together then. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.